Office Files, President's Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 17. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 17.
Attacks on us by show that line of battle, maybe before we remind you of that. But the Dakota seemed to me to be quite similar, but however, that where they should be.
Expressing sales to the Israelis to let them fight us, but I think they do play, but they don't have
bombs. They do not have any bombs. What is the way out got in the way of bombs?
Serious consideration. However, when Nasser made the comment that we would not Therefore, his conclusion was that he could not count upon the West to administer controls in an impartial manner. He could not count upon the limitations being placed upon Israel to stand. Thus, he did not show any interest. He did not pursue the matter then, nor did he pursue it later. And the only conclusion that we could draw was that he was entirely negative on the subject. However, the matter was left open for later discussion. On the Johnson plan, he referred to his previous talks with Johnson, indicating two principal points. First, that the problem of Palestine could not be settled so long as the Arab citizens in Israel were treated as second-class citizens. Second, that what he understood to have been a proposal by Johnson for a quota of 20,000 refugees to return to Israel was not satisfactory, that it could not be made to work that way. He said that he in fact saw no solution in sight for the Palestine problem up to perhaps 70 years from the present time. He then referred to the previous interest of the UAR government in resettling perhaps 70,000 refugees from the Gaza Strip in Egyptian territory to the east of Suez Canal in the Sinai Desert. He said that the refugees had refused to accept such resettlement for fear of losing their rights to repatriation at a later date. However, he did demonstrate considerable troubled mind over the future of the refugees in the Gaza Strip, particularly the younger generation, which became educated generally and in along technical lines, pointing out that last year he had had to take 4,000 of them unemployable in the Gaza Strip into the UAR government in order not to have unemployed, perhaps intellectual types stirring up trouble. And he considered that it would be necessary for the UAR government to continue to take even larger numbers as their numbers increased of the educated types from Gaza Strip. He then went on to a matter of repatriation. He pointed out at least three times that numbers should not be made a matter of discussion. Repatriation, he said, that we should not discuss in terms of 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, or 100,000. We should stay away from numbers entirely. He said that if the Johnson plan, or any plan, held out the hope to the refugees that there would be continuing repatriation or return There was the implication, as I mentioned earlier, that if we stay away from the numbers game and allow the refugees to do their own conjecturing as to how many will return over the coming years, that he might be willing to let the plan run along. Now, this is an optimistic assumption. In no way did he link the discussion of the Hawk or the sale of the Hawk missile to the Johnson plan. He did not draw any conclusion that the two would in any way be interlinked. And finally, I would refer again to the fact that the president had stated that his policy would remain unchanged regardless of the attacks upon the UAR by the other Arabs on its policy towards Israel and its cooperation with us. That this, it seemed to us, was, although he did not mention it the second time in the discussion of the Johnson plan, was an optimistic sign as well. This, I think, covers highlights and conclusions.
Wonder how massive spelling spreads the weather make it possible for us to go ahead without getting into numbers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the numbers are for opposite reasons, I guess.
Yeah,
difficult for the Israelis.
Yeah. And the only, as I said in my table, the only time I mentioned numbers was when they said we think they'll all take repatriation because of the pressures brought on them.
Separable. sort of get this first stage going, and let's say you get 10,000, 9,000 choose to not to go back, 1,000 go back. Would that be acceptable to the Arabs?
Well,
would it be acceptable to the Israelis?
Yes,
acceptable
right.
to the Arabs?
This remains to be seen. This is
imponderable. Well, there are several steps here. First, the French and the Turks may not, for various reasons, be willing to go along on this in the peace and sea. Yes, I mean, we couldn't both on if they refuse to go along. As soon as we put it to the PCC, we'd like Johnson to start talking about it with the parties while the PCC is still thinking about it. Now, next, of course, that week or 10 days' time, we may have such a reaction from the parties that it just isn't worth trying to go ahead with.
Well, Mrs. Mayer made a point of asking that she talk to Johnson about it before any further steps were taken. She said they'll consider it, just as Nasser said,
yeah,
consider it. But she was very anxious to talk to Johnson about all of the details and how it was going to work out. She doubted the legality of it at first. She said this was an illegal plan since it didn't call for a United Nations revolution. But there wasn't as much authority. Now, this, I understand, is a check. This was Yupan's original thought also that it was illegal. Is Yupan convinced this illegal plan?
His legal advisor is, but he has yet really to be heard from finally.
Well, you can see Bhutan's problem. If he starts spending UN money and puts up UN machinery on a plan which has not been agreed to by the parties, he's exposed, very badly exposed position. So he's interested in somebody telling him that it's all right, either the parties or on a UN resolution. And so this is, I think, unless we can tell him that the parties are going to acquiesce, I think we will have a real problem with the time.
But it may be that we can really play it down the middle of a slightly grudging acquiescence on the part of the parties, and then the confirmation 2-3 months from now of an ongoing administrative thing that's already started in a very small way on the ground in a U.S. in a UN resolution.
In my own mind, I don't see the need for doing it right now any more than I did before. It seems to me that it needs so much additional groundwork. You have only a tentative agreement from Nasser to consider it, and I have more or less the same kind of agreement from Israel to consider it. They're going to consider it for a while, and it may take some time for it to sink in and for them to finally agree and acquiesce. During this time, Johnson can perform some very useful work by going back and talking to both the UAR and Israel.
My colleagues have been working on this. If we have a meeting of the PCC on Friday, we put this to the PCC, and then Johnson puts it to the parties. What is then the pressure of time on the other end? Suppose it takes 2 months rather than 10 days to explore this thoroughly with the parties. What's the problem with time? What deadline are we running into?
Our feeling has been that once this process carries the plan to the parties, then they will begin to build up formal positions and very likely positions in opposition. Johnson feels that we don't want to get into a situation in which their agreement in advance is necessary, because that would be very difficult. But if we can move ahead quite steadily and fairly promptly after putting it to them and, with their minimum acquiescence, grudging acquiescence, the chances of success are greatest.
The real deadline is the moment at which this and all the related subjects, Gaza, UNRWA, and so on, all comes up in the General Assembly, which probably won't be in any case until sometime in November. But the idea has been to have something going on, even if it's in a relatively small way, that can be protected against.
Well, but there's a very important point, Joe Johnson's analysis. Runs out. In other words, acquiescence is all right for the purpose of getting to use the refugees, but when the time comes to repatriate or resettle a refugee, then somebody's got to do something more than acquiesce. They've got to agree.
They don't have to agree to a 10-year plan at that point.
This is not going to happen.
You still one step at a time is the whole theory of this.
As each step is taken, it becomes a little more difficult.
Point which is very plain.
Show off.
Yeah. Very plain. before we commit ourselves to